we just concentrate on what we're doing. Yeah. And, you know, if the right thing comes along, then, you know, we're talking to a few people. But it's not, you know, it's business. It's not that interesting to us. What's important is doing what we do and being able to do it, you know.
When it comes to label affiliation, the Joy Formidable are free agents, or maybe free spirits. There's a lot of buzz surrounding the band in their native UK, but they're still officially unsigned and not really bothered about it. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Corny O'Connell. The Joy Formidable are a three-piece band made up of Welsh boyfriend-girlfriend duo Rydian Davis and Ritzy Bryan and drummer Matt Thomas. Rydian and Ritzy met when they were school kids in small-town North Wales. Later, they both moved down to London and formed the Joy Formidable in 2007. The band's had a lot of success so far with their joyful, dreamy brand of indie pop. They've released several singles, an 8-song EP, and a live album, and they've played some pretty big gigs, like opening for Passion Pit and Editors. FUV's Kara Manning had a chance to talk with the Joy Formidable when they were in New York to play some shows, and she asked them about their musical backgrounds.
Do you remember the first album you ever bought?
Well, I honestly didn't have to buy any albums because I had a whole vinyl library in our big lounge. So
yeah, her dad's got such a
We had about 5,000 vinyl growing up. So I found it quite difficult. I don't actually remember buying any music until I sort of moved away, and that wasn't
quite handy, really. You know, oh, what's that? I've got an LP of it. That's what it was like, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's quite weird that I actually love music. I'm as passionate about music because it was a bit over the top. You know, it's like he had like every Dylan bootleg of like an entire year tour. He'd have every show, even though the set was quite similar. So yeah, you know, it could almost have the alternative effect, and you know, you kind of hate music. But no, that wasn't the case.
Well, there's a really vibrant Welsh music scene. I mean, you have Super Furry Animals, and you've got Manic Street Preachers and Stereophonics and Los Campesinos and Marina and the Diamonds, who's very hotly tipped at the moment.
Yeah.
So growing up or being from there, what sort of bands were you attracted to?
I mean, it's a bit different for us because we're in North Wales. A lot of the sort of Welsh bands I get, you know, the press and stuff have tended to come from South Wales and Mid Wales, and it's nice to, I mean, there is a little bit of a scene that's kind of, you know, really feel like it's happening now in North Wales, and it's nice to be a part of that. But in terms of what we were listening to, it was all sorts. I mean, we had this place we always mentioned, which was the Buckley Tivoli just down the road, and it wasn't much else music-wise, you know, other than this place.
It was about the only club in like a 100-mile radius or something, so it was absolutely a mecca for, you know, just trying to do something social and see. And it had a lot of great bands that toured, you know, especially sort of at the end of Britpop. We had things like Super Furries and Blur, and, you know, I think it was a real distraction for us from everything else, otherwise being kind of quite isolated.
Joy Formidable with The Magnifying Glass and Cradle. Thanks to producer Nora Flaherty. Hear more from The Joy Formidable at thealternateside.org.